Hej och välkommen till Sweezy Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. Today is the first really warm and sunny day of Swedish spring and I'm enjoying it so much. So I'm actually sitting outside right now and recording this and I hope that the sound will be good enough and perhaps you can even hear some birds singing in the background in my garden. It's just lovely. So spring is coming finally and I thought we would try to say that in Swedish today. Spring is coming. So the first Swedish word of today is going to be spring. Are you ready to learn it? Okay, so the Swedish word spring is pronounced like this. Vår, vår. Can you say that? Vår. Very good. Vår. The vowel here, å, is spelled with an A with a small circle above it. That's the Swedish letter called å. So it's not the letter A, it's the letter å, but you will write it with an A with a small circle above it. So once again, what is the Swedish word for spring? Vår. Very good. Jättebra. Jättebra. Okay, so actually when we are talking about spring in Swedish, we will very often say the spring. We will say the spring rather than just spring. So now I would like you to say the spring. And as you know, it's going to be one single word in Swedish. But what you need to know now is spring connected to the word en or it? And I am going to tell you that. And the word spring in Swedish is connected to the word en, en. Now that you know that, I think you have the information from the Swedish lessons to say the spring in Swedish. So can you try to do that? How do you think you will say the word in Swedish, the spring? Våren, våren. Can you say that? Våren. Very good. So if we have en something in Swedish, you will very often you can put the sound en at the end of the word that you want to talk about to say the. So in this case we have, well, I'm going to ask you that also. If we are just saying the word spring, how would you say that in Swedish? Vår. Yes. Ja. Jättebra. And if you want to say the spring, it's one single word. And then how would you say in Swedish the spring? Våren. Very good. So that's how you can say the something if it's an en connected word. Good. Bra. Now to say spring is coming or the spring is coming, that's what I want to say in Swedish, that's how we say it in Swedish at least, you will have to know the word is coming, and that is a verb that we were talking about many episodes ago when we were saying it's going to be fine, it's going to rain, it's going to happen, blah blah blah. So I think that you might know the word is coming. So as you know, in Swedish we have the same way of saying is coming or comes. One of those two translations will work, but it will be one single way of saying that in Swedish. And remember the final sound of that verb to make it to know that like this is actually happening, so somebody is doing it, or like the spring is coming. So can you, well, take your time and see if you can say that. Do you remember how to say in Swedish, is coming? Kommer, kommer, kommer. Can you say that? Kommer, bra. Now, if we would like to say in Swedish, spring is coming, we will literally say, the spring is coming. That sounds better when you speak Swedish. So can you try to say that whole sentence? It's going to be two words in Swedish. So how would you say in Swedish, spring is coming, or the spring is coming? Våren kommer. Våren kommer. Very good. Jättebra. And the fact that spring is coming is just amazing. So I'm going to teach you the word amazing. And actually we are using the same word as the English word fantastic. When we want to say amazing, we have the same word as fantastic. So the Swedish way of saying amazing or fantastic, fantastic is pronounced like this. Fantastiskt. Fantastiskt. Can you say that? Fantastiskt. Yeah, so many of the sounds are the same in Swedish and English here. Fantastic. But in the end of the word, we have three consonant sounds in Swedish. We have skt. Fantastiskt. So in Swedish, we are going to say, please say after me again, fantastiskt. Very good, fantastiskt. But actually, when we speak in everyday rhythm, we might not pronounce every single sound or letter, as you know. So I think we could get rid of the K sound here and just say S-T, fantastiskt, fantastiskt. Can you say that? Fantastiskt. Så bra. So good. Så bra. Okay. And now finally, I would like to say something about verbs, because we have now been using the verb kommer, is coming, kommer. And every single verb in Swedish has a basic form. So in English, that would be to come. And very often, the basic form of a verb in Swedish will end by the sound a. Not always, not every verb, but a lot of verbs do that. So just to like see if you recognize the pattern here, I will now ask you, how would you say in Swedish the basic form of the verb kommer? So I would like you to say in Swedish the two words to come. How do you say in Swedish to come? Att komma. Att komma. Bra. Did you remember that? So that's the basic form. But when somebody is doing it, or if, well, spring is coming in this case, you will get rid of the att. You don't need that. And then instead of komma, you will say kommer. Kommer. Now, what I would like to, talk about here is that Swedish verbs are divided into different groups. So they will not, all of them will not work out exactly the same way. This is a podcast where we don't teach grammar here in the way, like we don't learn grammar by saying, oh, today we're going to talk about four groups, yada, 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 because that's a more classroom way of learning, and it's wonderful. But in Sweezy, we will rather do like this. I will share with you one piece of the Swedish structure at a time. So when you feel like that is easy, I can manage that, that's when I will give you the next piece. So we will build step by step, brick by brick. So now you know something about verbs. You know that the basic form is often going to be, it's going to be att and then something, and it will often end by an a sound. When somebody is doing it, you will very often the verb will very often end by an r sound, kommer. And I think that we have been talking about at least two different verbs in the Swedish podcast. Perhaps I have not made it clear, but that's what I want to do now. Kommer, when you listen to that, you can hear that the final sounds are r, so it's spelled er, kommer. But as you know, there are also verbs that will not change the final a sound into an e. So for instance, if we have to speak, that's perhaps the first verb that we were introducing in Swedish. Do you know how to say in Swedish To speak. Att prata. Att prata. Bra. Did you remember that? Fantastiskt. So att prata. And when somebody is speaking, you, for instance, jag, then you will say, how would you say in Swedish? I speak. Jag pratar. Jag pratar. Bra. So as you can hear, in this case, the prata verb, then you will keep the final A, the A sound, and just add an R. So that's one group of verb. And that is perhaps the most basic and easy form, because you will just add the R sound. Kommer, on the other hand, is another group where you will change the final A in komma, att komma, into an E. And we will pronounce that kommer. Jag kommer. I'm coming. Jag kommer. So, well, this is very good to know. And there are some other groups of verbs and ways of using verbs in Swedish. But these are two very basic and, well, valuable groups to know. So after listening to me, shall we just summarize this episode by repeating? And I will let you say, how would you say in Swedish, I'm coming, I come, or I'm coming? Jag kommer, very good. How will you say the basic form of the verb, to come? How will you say those two words in Swedish, to come? Att komma, bra, att komma. And finally, how will you say in Swedish, the spring is coming? Våren kommer, våren kommer. And how will you say in Swedish, fantastic? Fantastiskt, fantastiskt. Jättebra. Tack så mycket. Thank you so much for today. Tack så mycket. I'm looking forward to seeing you in next episode. And I'm looking forward to some more spring also. Okay, ha det bra. Hej då.